What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
String beans.
Okay. And are there different kinds of string beans?
Mm-hmm. A lot of kinds.
Do they have, could you give me some different names for different varieties? Or?
Oh, there's just numbers of them. I don't know what I could think of. Wax and Kentucky Wonders. And there's a lot of different names for beans.
What do you call beans that do have to be shelled?
You call them shellers.
All right. And what are some different types of those?
Well, you shell butter beans and peas.
What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
Turnip greens.
What do you call corn that's simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Cooked.
Uh-huh, corn. And it's you shuck it and cook it and then you eat it in your hands.
Well, you know, after you get to a certain age, you can't eat it like that. That's just
corn. That's true. But what do you call it?
That's just corn on the cob.
Okay. What do you call a little animal that looks a little like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground?
Wait, you're referring to a rat?
No, this is more squirrel-like. This one has
flying squirrel?
No, it's about the size of a flying squirrel, except it doesn't get up in trees. I don't think this one just runs along the ground. They live in little holes in the ground. I don't know if there are any in this area. This a chipmunk or a ground squirrel? Do you have those?
Yeah, we have ground squirrels.
Uh-huh. Well, now, would that fit that description? Oh.
But we have what they call flying squirrel, too.
Uh-huh. But
they have molds. They run under the ground, you know,
uh-huh.
Make holes.
What do you call a little animal that's black and it has a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
Well, that's a skunk or a polecat.
Okay. What do you call a little animal, a little creature that's about that big around, and it hops along the ground, and some live in water and some live on land? Sometimes you hear them at night and they go, brrr.
A toad frog.
Okay. Now, would a toad frog live on land or in the water?
Well, the toad frog lives mostly on land. The bullfrog lives in more and water.
Okay. What do you call a smaller variety of the same thing that makes a chirping noise? Sometimes they live up in trees.
Cricket or?
No, it's a frog.
Oh, tree frog? They call them tree frogs.
Okay.
You know, they holler when looking for rain.
Oh, is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought they just hollered here when they felt like it.
No, you hear a tree frog and you say it's going to rain.
Well, that's interesting. What do you call ordinary worms that are used for bait in fishing?
See, I can't think what. We just dig bait, that's all.
Okay. Can you think of a name for particularly large worms that are used for bait?
I'm not a fisherman and I'm not familiar with those worms.
Okay.
The earthworms are the one I've ever used to fish with, and I don't fish much.
Well, now, is an earthworm a short, fat one or a long, skinny one, or what?
It's long. My fat is long.
Uh-huh. And this is dug out of
the ground?
Yeah. What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so you can see it at night?
A lightning bug?
Uh-huh.